Remember this man's misery, said Interpreter, and let it be a warning to you. Well, this is fearful, said Christian. God help me to watch and be sober and to pray that I may shun the cause of this man's misery. Sir, is it not time for me to go on my way now? Wait until I show you one more thing, said Interpreter, and then you shall go on your way. So he took Christian by the hand again, and led him into a chamber where there was someone rising out of bed. And as he put on his clothing, he shook and trembled. Then said Christian, Why does this man tremble like that? The interpreter asked the man to tell Christian the reason. So he began and said, This night, as I was asleep, I dreamed, and behold, the heavens grew very black, and it thundered, and lightninged so fearfully that it put me into an agony. So I looked up in my dream and saw the clouds rushing and colliding at an unusual rate, upon which I heard a great sound of a trumpet, and saw a man sitting upon a cloud, attended by the thousands of heaven. They were all in flaming fire, and the heavens were in a burning flame. Then I heard a voice saying, Arise, ye dead, and come to judgment. And with that the rocks were torn apart, the graves opened, and the dead that were in them came forth. Some of them were very glad and looked upward, and some tried to hide themselves under the mountains. Then I saw the man that sat upon the cloud open the book and order the world to draw near. Yet there was, because of a fierce flame issuing out before him, a proper distance between him and them, like the distance between the judge and the prisoners at the bar. I heard it also proclaimed to them that attended the man who sat on the cloud, Gather together the tares, the chaff, and the stubble, and cast them into the burning lake. And with that the bottomless pit opened, just about where I stood, and out of it came an abundance of smoke and coals of fire with hideous noises. He also said to the same persons, Gather my wheat into the granary. And with that I saw many caught up and carried away into the clouds, but I was left behind. I tried to hide myself, but I could not, for the man that sat upon the cloud kept his eye upon me. My sins also came into my mind, and my conscience accused me on every side. Upon this I awoke from my sleep. But what made you so afraid of this sight? Asked Christian. The man said, Why, I thought that the day of judgment had come, and that I was not ready for it. But what frightened me most was that the angels gathered up several and left me behind. Also the pit of hell opened up just where I stood. My conscience too afflicted me, and I thought the judge had his eye upon me, looking at me with indignation. Then said the interpreter to Christian, Have you considered all these things?
Yes, said Christian.
They give me both hope and fear. Well, keep all these things in mind that they may prod you forward in the way you must go. Then Christian began to prepare himself for his journey, and the interpreter said, May the Comforter always be with you, good Christian, to guide you in the way that leads to the city. So Christian went on his way, saying, Here I have seen things rare and profitable. Things pleasant, dreadful, things to make me stable. In what I have begun to take in hand, then let me think on them and understand. Wherefore they showed me were, and let me be, thankful, O good interpreter, to thee. Now I saw in my dream that the highway up which Christian was to travel was fenced on either side with a wall, and that the wall was called Salvation. Up this way, therefore, did Christian run, but not without great difficulty because of the load on his back. He ran until he came to a hill, and upon that hill stood a cross, and at the bottom was a sepulchre. So I saw in my dream that just as Christian came up to the cross, his burden was loosened from his shoulders, and fell from his back, and began to tumble. and continued to do so until it came to the mouth of the sepulchre, where it fell in, and I saw it no more. Then Christian was glad and light-hearted and said with a merry heart, He has given me rest through his sorrow and life through his death. He stood still a while to look and wonder, for it surprised him that the sight of the cross should thus ease him of his burden. He looked and looked, until the tears streamed down his cheeks. And as he stood looking and weeping, three shining ones came to him and said, Peace to you. And the first said to him, Your sins are forgiven. The second stripped him of his rags and clothed him with a clean garment. And the third placed a mark on his forehead and gave him a roll with a seal upon it, which he told him to look at as he ran and hand it in at the celestial gate. Then they went their way. Who's this? The pilgrim? How, 'tis very true. Old things are passed away. All's become new. Strange, he's another man, upon my word. They be fine feathers that make a fine bird. Then Christian jumped for joy three times and went on singing. Thus far did I come laden with my sin, nor could aught ease the grief that I was in. Till I came hither, what a place is this? Must here be the beginning of my bliss? Must here the burden fall from off my back? Must here the strings that bound it to me crack? Blessed cross, blessed sepulchre, blessed rather be the man that there was put to shame for me.